Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for January the 27th, 2024. Here we are, all right? Moving along here. I am continuing in my saga of this gentleman named Craig, who has been emailing me right and left with many questions. I think he's earnest in his questions, and they deserve an answer. And the thing about them is that they are questions I think many of you would like to ask, but maybe you don't care enough to write, or you're not brave enough to write, whatever, or can't write. That's what a lot of people can't do anymore these days. So anyway, I'm going on with him because he's so interesting to me. So his next question is, what will happen to me if I don't trust the outcome of what you call a practice? I need results, proof, Craig. Well, Craig, your life is the proof. Your life is the outcome of it all. And if you don't see what has happened to your life and what you're doing to your life, then there would be nothing I could ever say that would give you what you desire. We don't operate in inner work, deep inner work, on the idea of results. It just is not something we do, because that's ego-oriented. That's vanity and pride-oriented. And a lot of people operate from that, and that's their nihilism coming into full flourishing. And there's nothing I can do about it. There were many people in the ashram when I was there in India who had the same pitch you do, the same idea that you have about, prove this to me, show me this is real kind of thing. And, you know, they came, they saw, they left. Most of them, 98% of them left. For the simple fact that they didn't think they wanted to work on themselves. A spiritual practice, an authentic one, is not one that can stand the test of the ego. It is something you do that is beyond the ego. It is beyond the ideals of getting something you want. There is no desire, ambition, or pride to it. It's not about proving. So let me explain to you the kind of person that needs work on themselves. The first thing that has to be very important is they have to see their sickness. As again, Lhotse says, we must be sick of our sickness. In other words, you can't go on any further the way you are. You just know that you can't go on any further. You need a change. Now, most people, when they feel this, and a lot of people do in this world, they go to marijuana or they go to alcohol. That's the typical thing. Or they will immerse themselves in TV programs, something like that. So there is that to be said, that everybody feels this thing called our sickness, but very few people do anything about it. And it's the reason being, Craig, is because they're... what do I want to say? Totally ensconced in the appetites of their desires and their pride. And they want something quick, fast, easy that will eliminate or change the way they operate in their emotional nature. And because most of us do this in a most unsavory manner by using drugs and alcohol or some diversion that isn't healthy for us, we go on and on and on in this, pandemic of stupidity. And that's what we do. We're always trying to deal with our bodies. So let me put this to you, Craig. You're writing me for a reason. And that reason is probably because you're trying to either do one of two things: find something that will cure you of your sickness, or to prove that there is no cure for it and would give you the chance to just run amok in whatever sickness you may have within yourself and never really deal with it, never really understand it, never really change anything about it. And this is the way most people are. They live in this demeanor. This is a terrible thing that we do. Terrible to ourselves and to the world. So it's got to be one of those two things. And whether or not you want to admit any of that is something that will tell you just how sick you really are inwardly. We all hear about this mental health thing that Americans have, and they're shooting people and doing terrible things to people. It's a horrible thing that we're doing. But this sickness that we have, this mental health issue we have, is not cured through sitting down and talking to someone and trying to talk them down rationally from the things that they want to do that they think is more important than sitting down and learning to understand themselves. You have to understand the human mind, the human body. You have to understand everything about the mechanism that makes you do the things you do, that drives you. People don't want to do that. They don't have the mental capacity to do it. They just don't have it. Americans, I can only speak for what I know of the people around me, are extremely selfish and arrogant. So those two qualities make it very difficult for anyone to delve into themselves and really find out what makes me tick. When you look at your life, you will see it was your body that drove you to everything you did, not only through the impulses of the emotionality of it all, but what it was as it drove you to these things. It was your genetics. You were living out your parents and your heritage through your body. And this is all you had. This is really all you had. All you could do is be a version of them. And for a lot of people, that's enough. I mean, that's everything. Well, I did, you know, what my parents did. You know. That's the way it is. And they're not going to go any further. And chances are, Craig, you're not going to go any further either. You're just going to listen to these little offerings I've given you, and you're just going to, you know, piss them away and think, well, what the hell, I don't care. There's no proof of what he's saying is true. Well, the sickness I can prove, and I don't think we need to go into that with all the shooters and the craziness in Congress and the insanity of the way people drive and the whole thing. I don't think I need to go into that. But you have to decide what your level of crazy is going to be. How crazy are you going to be? How crazy are you going to get about any given thing? How crazy is it going to be? And it depends on what you decide upon, what you want to ignore within yourself and pretend doesn't exist that makes you unkind, unaware, shall we say, sick, where you had to take the time to write me. And really with the intent of, I think, proving everything I say is invalid for you and that you have no other choice but to live your life the way you do, which would not be true. But that is the way most people live. And you're among many people that would agree with you, probably the majority of the world. It's very few people would ever really consider entering into something that is beyond the finite mind of the ego and enter into the beauty of this life that lives within you and me. It lives within everyone. And most people, I'm afraid to say, would agree with you. So there is no proof, my dear one. There really isn't. You must be beyond the ideals of needing to be shown something and make it real because there's proof to your human senses, which are a big part of the mental illness and sickness that most of us have in this world. I'm out of here. Hope that helped, Craig. Got one more for you here tomorrow. Hope you'll listen, and I'll email you later. Thank you all for listening. May this serve you well, and please forgive me. Namaste.